Life is busy, we get it. But stick with us for 5 minutes and we'll boil down some key issues in Nigeria, South Sudan, and India. There are paradigm shifts in other parts of Asia too, and everything's connected to the gospel. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. First off, the 200 Chibok schoolgirls have been like ghosts since Boko Haram kidnapped them a year ago. Rarely seen, and a haunting subject in Nigeria. But now, the Associated Press says the terrorist group is willing to trade the girls for 16 incarcerated militants. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
I think that the questions about the trustworthiness of Boko Haram concern us, and obviously concern Christians in Nigeria as well.
Boko Haram has said the girls have become Muslims, been married off, trained as suicide bombers, and killed Christians. So even if they do return to their families, will they be the same?
When you talk about recovering from trauma, obviously that's not a one-day or a weekend process. That's really a long-term commitment, and we know that people can recover from trauma with the help of the Lord.
While the world waits for the Nigerian government to act, Voice of the Martyrs is moving and ministering to refugees by giving them medical attention, Bibles, and encouragement. In war-ravaged and poverty-stricken countries, it's refreshing to see joy. A Sat7 Kids film crew found that among orphans in South Sudan, these kids have lost their families to conflict. The program the team was taping for, With Jesus, helps young viewers build a real relationship with God through prayer, worship, and Bible reading. Please remember these kids in your prayers. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. The details on this program are at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. For years, Christians have been finding creative ways to smuggle Bibles into hostile countries. Now the process has become even more inconspicuous. Wycliffe Associates recently launched a program that enables Christians in unreached areas to print off copies of God's Word right there. Wycliffe's David Reeves.
There are many places where, either because of the people group's limited number, they're not very large sometimes, so they're not an easy market, say, for a Bible society to want to print 100,000 copies of a Bible for them. It's just not going to happen. So in order for them to be able to get their hands on it, a print-on-demand system allows that.
But having God's Word in any format is still risky business. Prayer is the first line of defense.
Doing this, it comes with risk for all parties. So prayers for safety for all, prayers that God would keep these resources hidden from those who'd wish to take it and destroy it.
There's a link in our web story at missionnews.org. If you click it, we'll connect you to how you can bring God's Word to the unreached. And sometimes the avenue for outreach comes in an unexpected way. Take depression and anxiety, for example. They top the list of India's social ills, according to a recent study. Less than 25% of people have access to the help they need because mental health remains a widely held taboo in India. But Dr. Samson Gandhi is challenging that with Christ-centered biblical counseling. Over an unreliable Skype feed, Dr. Gandhi says his ministry is growing with help from the Haggai Institute. He's showing more people how true peace can only be found in Jesus Christ.
One of the most disheartening things at this point of time in these regions is very inadequate, incomplete, and sometimes even false teaching. But when we come, when leaders go to Haggai Institute, they get the best and the sound, balanced teaching, which can put many, many budding leaders on the right track.
And so we come to this story and ask the question, what does influencing the influencers look like in other countries? Well, a Southeast Asian Campus Crusade for Christ staff member visited a restaurant recently where the owner had been showing the Jesus film for several years. The owner says that approximately 30 people, including some from the dominant religion, had come to Christ as a result of watching the film in their heart language. Despite the very real threat of radical groups in the town, he'll continue to show the film when there's no indication of danger. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.